I'm Kathy Davidson, and I'd like to welcome you to our women's meetings. Thank you for joining us. We have a group of women here. We got some faith. We are after the things of the Spirit. And I want you to join us, join your faith with us, and let's watch God minister to us. All right, let's open with prayer. My Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you that we didn't deserve it, but you did it anyway. Father, open our ears that we can hear. Open our hearts that we can attend unto the things which are spoken like you did for Lydia. Open our eyes that we can see. Father, thank you for a spirit of grace over this meeting. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you will turn with me, we're going to begin a little different. We're going to begin in Psalm 18. Last week we talked about being in the fire, and we're going to kind of continue on that line this week about how in that fire, how all the chaff rises to the top, and God puts us there on purpose. And I remember several years ago, God put me in a situation that I thought was worse than absurd. I mean, I thought, this is crazy. Not only is it crazy, it's insane. And what am I doing here? And I told God, I must have made a mistake somewhere. I must have made a mistake. I must have missed you because I'm in a place I don't think I'm supposed to be. And you know what God showed me? Turned with me to Psalm 18. I'm reading along my Psalms, praying them, and I get to this verse. And I'm full of the Spirit, and I'm upset. And my mouth opens up, and it says, as for God, his way is perfect. And the head drops. Darn. Darn. God told me right there, you're exactly where I wanted you or want you. You are doing exactly what I want you to do. And we have you. We have you here to get you saved. Saved. Why did Jesus come? He came to save us. And you know that saved isn't just a one-time experience. The Father said, I sent Jesus not to condemn you, but to save you. Not just to get you born again. Not just to get you where you are prosperous. You got to be saved before you can even be prosperous. Not just to get you healed. He wants to save you. Save you to the uttermost. That means make your insides perfect. Let's take a look at that. I want us to go to Galatians 5. What is God after in the fire? What is God after in us? Galatians 5, verse 16. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you would like to do, that you know you should do. In Romans, it says that the flesh is enmity, God's enemy. God has to deal with our flesh. He has to. He's got to get the flesh out so he can get the Spirit in. The more flesh, you have a vessel. The body that this, my body standing here is my vessel. And the more of Kathy's flesh I can get out of this body, the more Jesus and the Holy Ghost we can pour in. But if you're full of the flesh, there's no room for the Holy Ghost and there's no room for Jesus. God has to deal with the flesh. He has to. And you know what? He does it because he loves us. And it is not fun. It says right here that they're contrary to each other. Have you ever been in that war? Half of you wants to do the things of God, and half of you wants to tell God where to go. Away from me. It's a war. It's a war. And it's not a fun war. God wants to get us, he wants to get our flesh dealt with. And let's read this on. He said, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. So you cannot do the things that you would. So God comes in. But if you are led of the spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh. You say, what's the flesh? Well, the flesh does this. This is what the flesh comes up with. The works of the flesh are manifest. They come to the surface. Which are these? Adultery. Fornication. You know, we say adultery. I've never committed adultery. You know, it says Jesus said that if you even look on a woman to lust after her, you've already committed adultery. God save us all. All right? Now, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, that's a feeling. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, there's another feeling. Strife, oh, there's another feeling. Seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and of such like, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in times past, they that do such things shall not inherit, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is God's power. Now, before I go on, I want to make this clear. You can be born again and you can go to heaven. When that trumpet blows and Jesus comes to get us, if you are born again, you will go meet Jesus in the air. It promises that in Daniel. If your name is written in the book of life, you're out of here with Jesus. But there is another level. Romans talks to us about the good, the, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. There are three levels available to you. Three levels. You can be born again and know that you're going to be with Jesus when he comes, but there's another level. There is the perfect will of God. The perfect, perfect will of God. And it is available to the one that has the courage, that wants it, that wants it. You know, there are some that have tried and they fail. They cannot get there. It says that. Jesus says that there are some that try and they just can't get there. But it's available. And by the grace of God, that's where I'm headed. That's where I'm headed. You know, yesterday I burst out laughing. The day before yesterday, Doyle, the apostle and prophet at this church, made a comment on Facebook. He said, I'm looking for people that can cause a fatal blow to the devil in prayer. And somebody commented, they said, I can commit. Do you want the pearl of great price? The pearl of great price. Great price. Oh, it's a price. You go through the fire more than once, but the faith is tried and the faith starts to work and you go in the fire again. Now, what is happening while you're in the fire? Oh, you think that's the only thing you got to deal with. Ha ha. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 8. God is going to deal with the flesh. He's got to get the flesh out of there so we can walk in the spirit. And he has a wonderful customized way of dealing with our flesh, of putting us through correction. And in Deuteronomy 8, even though this is the Old Testament, it's the Old Covenant, we have the New Covenant, but God doesn't change. He's the same. God does not change. He was not one way in the Old Testament and one way in the New Testament. That is not God. It says that he has no shadow of turning. God is God, and he will deal with man the same way in the New Testament as he will in the Old. The only thing that has changed is the covenant. The covenant, his deal with man. The Old Testament was the old covenant. The New Testament is the new covenant. But he deals with us the same. And you will see right here, if you are walking with God, and God is walking, having you walk this perfect path, this customized, path, you will see your life right in these scriptures. Verse 1, all the commandments which I command you this day, you shall observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Moses speaking. And it says, and that thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. What did we talk about last week? Just like Jesus, we got to go through the wilderness. If we are going to walk with God, if we're going to get the kingdom, we're going to have to go through the wilderness. You're going to have to. It says that we cannot be better than our master. And if our master went into the wilderness, the Spirit drove him there. We're going to have to go through the wilderness too. And God, and Moses is talking to here about the Hebrews' children that were in their wilderness. And it says these 40 years in the wilderness. And by the mercy of God, it won't take us 40 years. To humble thee. Oh my. Why did he put us in the wilderness? To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or not. You know what? He knows your heart. He lets you see your heart. And it is not pretty. It is not pretty. You know, there was a day that I told God, I don't like what I see in me. And if I could, I would turn me in and get a different model. But I'm the only one I got. And if it wasn't for the gospel, there would be no hope for any of us. For any of us. And he's let me see my heart, still letting me see my heart. And to see if I would keep his commandments or not. He will put you in a place. He will put you in a place where you are tested. Are you going to stay with God or are you going to run? And with that, turn with me to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, the chapter nobody likes. Nobody likes to look at. They say, well, this was all done before. We don't have to go through this. Yeah. The scripture cannot be broken. And we all know that one here. Beginning in verse 5, this is the writer of Hebrews speaking. And he says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, the correction of the Lord, chastening, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Did you know that God will rebuke? He will rebuke you. He will chasten you. We chasten our children. Chastening does not mean patting you on the head. Chastening is a difficult position. I had a father to chasten me. You know, I had a dad, he loves me and I love him. And there are only a couple times in my lifetime that he had to paddle me. My mother made up for it, but my dad only did it a couple times. And you know what? I thank him for it. I thank him for it. He did it for my good. Well, guess what? We got a better father, a greater, a heavenly father. It says, my son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Look at this next verse and don't forget it. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. When you see that, and when God starts chastening you, correcting you, rebuking you, it is a comfort. I have had some difficult chastening days where God spoke to me straight on. And you know what? I hold those days as precious as the days that he did bless me. I hold them to me as precious because there's where I changed. There's where I met God and God chastened me and I came out the better. All right? If you endure chastening, endure it. God will deal with you as with sons. God dealeth with you as with sons. For whom, what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now look at this. This is where the rubber meets the road. But if you be without chastisement, well, of all our partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Then are you bastards, not sons. What is a bastard? It is an illegitimate child, no heavenly father. I have seen many where God begins the correction process, and in their pride, they have walked away and said, this is not God. And they miss the chance to walk with God. If you will not take chastening, right here it says, then you are a bastard. You are an illegitimate child. You don't have a heavenly father. We don't want to be that way. We want to take it. Ladies, when this happens, we got to gird up our loins and we got to receive it. And we got to receive it in thankfulness. In thankfulness. We rejoice. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. That shall we not much rather be in subjection to God? Not in our pride, but we humble ourselves to be in subjection to God, unto the Father of spirits, and live. And live. Live. Correction will bring life. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit. He does it. Why does he do it? For our profit. For our profit. That we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. I remember at one point I was going, you go through this process more than once. And it seems like each step is deeper and deeper because God is dealing deeper in the spirit, deeper in our souls, deeper in our hearts. And I remember when I came to Plano, at one point I was getting some pretty stiff correction. And Dole looked at me one day and he said, Kathy, do you know what the definition of grievous is? Because I was muttering about the correction. And I had to stop and consider what the definition of grievous is. It's grievous. It hurts. It's not fun. Sometimes it's anguish. But it's worth it. It is worth it. Oh, if I could show you how it is worth it to let God deal with our hearts. It is worth it. And I want to tell you now, if you know someone that is going through correction, know this. They're going through correction because God loves them. They're going through correction because God loves them. We leave them alone and we let God do what God knows what to do. And we have all the mercy on them we can have because we're next. We're next. We have mercy. Now, it says, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Peaceable fruit of righteousness. You know what righteousness is? Doing God's work. Doing God's kind of stuff. Doing God's work. Peaceable fruit of righteousness. Doing the things of God. Unto them which are exercised thereby. Therefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make paths straight. Straight paths for your feet. Lest that which be lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. What do we do when we're going through correction? We don't let go of that gospel. The gospel is what brought us there. The gospel, we have been born again. We have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. We get sent into the wilderness. And what do we learn when we're in the wilderness? We get the gospel. And we hang on to that gospel. You know, when God starts showing you your heart, you will come to the point where you know, I got to get this under the blood as fast as I can. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. Well, I'm going to give a short testimony. When I was working in a grocery store, I was hired as a sign maker. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. I got hired as a sign maker. I worked there for, I think, a couple years. And then one day, I'm doing some signage, and my the manager of the grocery store comes and gets me, and he says, Kathy, I want you to go out on the parking lot with me. Now, I'm sharing this kind of correction because this one's an easy one to understand. There are other corrections that I've gone through that are much deeper, but you wouldn't understand. It's something in my own heart, and I wouldn't make it public anyway. You know what? You know what the mercy of God is? If we humble ourselves and walk as humbly as we can, a lot of our correction will be behind closed doors. I would much rather that than in front of the whole world. I've had both. I like the closed doors. Anyway, I'm working in this grocery store. The manager comes. He says, Kathy, I'd like you to walk out with me on the parking lot. I said, sure. I go out on the parking lot. We get about halfway back there. I'm thinking, what kind of signs are they going to need on the parking lot? He turns around to me and he goes, Kathy, I just received a bulletin, a memo from the corporate office. Now, this grocery store was one of 600 in the United States. 600 grocery stores. I'm in a little one in Texas. And he said, the memo says that those that have the job as a sign maker are terminated immediately. I was the sign maker in the store. My job was immediately terminated. I'm without a job in 5 seconds' time. And I looked at him, and he said, I'm sorry. 600 people lost their job that day. Why? Because God's going to deal with the flesh of this one. You know what? God will go to what we think is extreme. But he is God. And he has a lot of grace and a lot of mercy. And you know what? Joshua needed help. And he stopped the world from turning for 12 hours. So Joshua had a good light. He can do what he needs to do to get us corrected. And so I'm without a job. And the manager looked at me and he said, now, Kathy, if you want to stay here, you know, he's saying you can go if you want to. He said, if you want to stay at the grocery store, you can become a checker. He said, and I'll give you your same pay, but you can't become a checker for another, I think it was 3 weeks. He said, you're going to have to be a bagger first. A bagger. I'm a 35-year-old with 2 children, and I'm going to be a bagger for 3 weeks. You know what God was doing? He was dealing with my pride. You're not going to go as a checker. You're going to start as a bagger. You know, on that parking lot, I had a decision to make. I could have walked away. I could have gotten another job. I'd have had no problem getting another job. Sign maker skills, I could have gone to any grocery store. But you know what my heart was telling me? Don't you do it. You stay right here. You stay right here. So I looked at the manager and I said, I'll be a bagger. So I was a bagger for 3 weeks. Have you ever been a 35-year-old bagger with a cowboy who drives in their big old truck, their 8-wheeler or whatever that thing is, 6-wheeler, and he makes you carry his groceries out to the truck? I mean, I'm looking at this man thinking, you know, my mother would have slapped you. And he watches me cart his groceries out to his truck, and he says, you can put them in the back. The back is this high. God is dealing with my flesh. God is making me put the groceries. You know, I had to climb up on the bumper holding the bags with me, and I'm looking at this guy going, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You know what? I won't tell you what he won't, you know. So I all the groceries and put them in the car. I mean, I had to do that for a couple weeks. Then I got excited. Well, thank God I don't have to be a bagger anymore. I can be a checker. I showed that story last week, working for an 18-year-old customer service manager who didn't like me. More flesh dealt with. You're going to run, Kathy? You're going to run? I'm making the same pay. I'm making the same pay that I was as a sign maker, which was pretty good pay. So I can't run. You know why? Same pay. If I'd have run, it'd have been my pride. It'd have been my pride. I'm too dignified. I'm a college graduate. I'm not going to be a checker, and Lordy, not a bagger. I became a checker. I became a checker. Now, God's not done yet with the heart. He's not. He is dealing with my flesh. He is dealing with my pride. He is dealing with all those things in my heart. And the next thing I find out, my husband's job's changed. So all the hours that I had as a checker are now out the window. I can't work those hours. Why? We had two children at home. So we had to take turns working. He was a restaurant manager. He worked for 16 hours a day. I had to work around that. You know what? The exact same time that his job changes, they have an opening for a third shift weekend clerk. Third shift. That means from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. It opens up. I have to work. We've got children to feed. My husband's job did not cover it. What I made at work was our groceries for the week. I couldn't quit. And thank God, third shift, you make a little more. Do you know I had to take that job? I thought, okay, I'll work third shift. No problem. No problem. Until I started working it. I hated it. I hated it. There are very few things I really hate. I hated this job. I hated it so bad that I would get in the car to go because I had to get the kids ready for bed, all their baths, their PJs, put them to bed, and then go to work. And then when I got off at 7, I could come home and I could have one, maybe 2 hours of sleep, and then I had to wake up and take care of the kids because now the husband is gone. And I have to take care of the kids until 11 o'clock the next night when I go back to work. Wore me out. Why would God do that to me? He was dealing with my flesh. Are you going to run, Kathy, or are you going to gird up your loins and take it? I had no choice. It got to be where I would put the kids to bed and I would get to work. I'd get in the car and I'd cry all the way there. I hated that job. I hated that job. I was the only checker in the front of a very large grocery store. I had people that I worked that worked for me, by people that stocked the shelves. They wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't even talk to me. And if somebody came in and stole a beer, guess who had to chase them? Not the stock boys. They didn't care. I had to. I had to call the police. I had to go back and break up the fight in the whipped cream aisle. 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what comes to the grocery store at 3 o'clock in the morning? They come out of the woodwork. I mean, we got strange coming at 3 o'clock in the morning. And once I got there and got working, I was all right. But it was the getting there and coming home and working that I hated. I hated. Do you know the wonderful thing, and it talks about this in Deuteronomy. We had no money at our house. That's why I was working. We had no money. This was our grocery money. Do you know that every night when I would clean out the registers, we had to pick it up and dust underneath, and there was always enough change to buy me a drink and something to eat. There was always enough change under that register or between the little cracks in the things, enough money for me to buy something to drink and something to eat. People didn't realize when they dropped those quarters to where they couldn't reach them. That was my dinner that night. God took care of me in the correction. And one day I finally told him, I said, I hate this job. And he said, I want you to give me thanks for it. I want you to give me thanks for it. I remember telling him, I can't. And I said, but I know what I can do. I can thank you for the $85.63 that this job makes so I can buy groceries and diapers. I want to thank you for the $85.63 that this job brings so I can buy groceries. I could do that. And then it got to be where I could thank God for the job. What was he doing? He was dealing with my flesh. He was dealing with my heart. I could be thankful. I could be thankful. And you know what happened when I got to the point that I could be thankful? God said to me, if you will believe me, I will get you off a third shift. I said, you know what my response to God was? It was very godly. I said, watch my dust. Watch my dust. Do you know that week? That same week, my husband's job changed again. I couldn't do third shift. I knew that was God. I knew I had graduated to that level, that my heart had been dealt with. I thank God for those days. I thank God they are precious to me. God had his hand on me. The God that made the stars and this earth and sent Jesus had his hand on me. And it was so funny. After that, I went back to being a checker. I wasn't a checker for more than 2 weeks. I think it was that same week. Somebody snuck a sign to me. They said, I know you're not supposed to, but would you please make the sign for me? Because, you know, and they snuck down the ink, my equipment that I was using, and so I could make a sign. I think it was one of the managers. Anyway, I'm standing there doing that, and here comes our unit manager again. He said, Kathy, can I talk to you out in the parking lot? I thought, oh God. Oh God, what is it? What am I going to, you know, what's going to happen to me now? I just got over this one. He walked me out into the parking lot. We get halfway in the parking lot. And he looks at me and he goes, Kathy, I can't believe this. He goes, I have never seen this before in my life. He said, I just got a memo from the home office, 600 grocery stores. They are reinstating all the sign makers' positions. Do you get that? They are reinstating all the sign maker positions. Why? I had passed the test. I had passed the test. Right after that, I went back to being a sign maker. I didn't have to bag. I didn't have to be a grocery clerk. Hey, I have a lot of respect for grocery store clerks. They got to run a computer, folks. A computer. They're not what you think they are. They are a computer operator nowadays. Anyway, so I go back to being a sign maker. And within 2 weeks of that, I ended up not only doing the signs for that store, I ended up doing the signs for 4 stores. And I also was the only employee in the whole 600 store franchise that could work at home. We worked it out where I could clock in or save my times. And I worked for 4 different grocery stores from my house. And then not long after that, God gave me my own business, my own sign business. I had passed the test. He could give me some life. I could walk in some of his holiness. I could walk in some of his righteousness. You know, there have been many harder corrections since then, but every one of them produces a blessing. Every one of them produces holiness, produces righteousness. Do you want this God? Do you want a God? Oh, I have one more verse. We need to really quick. I want you to see this. And it is Philippians 1, verse 6. It says, being confident of this very thing, confident, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Is God working with you? He will keep working with you. He will not leave working with you. Be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it, will keep at it until Jesus comes. What a blessing. Do you want this? Do you want God to have his hand in your life where he fixes you? Then you must be born again. How are we born again? We get the Spirit of Jesus in our hearts so he can lead us, so he can guide us, so he can fix us. And if you would like this God and this Jesus in your heart, then say this prayer with me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Guide me. Fix me. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know the wonderful thing about that is God will lead you. It says in Romans 10, believe in your heart that Jesus raised from the dead. I didn't believe Jesus was raised from the dead when I was born again. But God got me there. But God got me there. That's part of the fixing. Amen? Anyone need prayer? For that job?
Yes.
Father, I thank you now. I thank you now. Your hand is on her. Father, I thank you. Your hand is on her now. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for Gloria. I thank you. Your hand is on her. I give thanks, Father, that you show her where her job is that Jesus paid for. Father, I thank you. You show her where her job is that Jesus paid for. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you. Like I said, it's there. It is there. It is there. I give thanks, Father, I thank you. I give thanks. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you, Father, for a spirit of grace. Father, I thank you for a spirit of grace. Father, I thank you for that spirit of grace. Father, I thank you for that spirit of grace. That spirit of grace leads us to correction. That spirit of grace leads us into the wilderness. That spirit of grace deals with our faith and our flesh. Father, I thank you for that spirit of grace on these women now and all that are listening. Father, I thank you for that spirit of grace. That spirit of grace. Amen. Father, that spirit of grace. 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 What we don't deserve. What we didn't even ask for. But Jesus did it for us anyway. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you are getting ready to have some fun. Or you are already in the fun. Amen. Amen. And our newest family member, Nathan. Yo, Nathan. That's too cool. That's too cool. All right. See you guys next week.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.